punch would have went to the heart. It was supposed to kill him. So if you would have done that, you would have been chayiv misa. What happened was, for a whole cholo amosnov, by mistake, the punch went to his thigh. Now, v'lehoyu bokdei lahamis amosnov. Really, this type of a punch you gave him there was not supposed to kill him. Still umeis, some freak, something happened that he died. V'locher is potter. L'maisa, the punch was on the thigh. And this was a small punch, not kdei lahamisai. So he said, it's not your action, your positive action that killed him. You're only a groma. You gave him a small touch. Because of the small touch, something happened in his body that he died. That's only called a groma. If it's ein bagdei lahamis, you part him. What's going to be neskav in lahakas as a godol? The big chiddush now. You had intentions to kill a Jew, but an older person. Now this punch to an older person can't kill him. The person's strong. But the whole chalal cotton, by mistake, the punch went to a cotton. For how you book the lohamis as a cotton, and now this punch to a cotton is able to kill him. Or Mason, the kid dies, still potter, because you didn't have intentions to kill the kid. You thought you're killing it. You thought you're punching an older person. It wasn't the lohamis. What's going to be in the skavilakas as a cotton? For how you book the lohamis, you had in mind to kill a cotton, and really this punch could kill the cotton. As a cotton. But what happened was, v'hol chulal a godol. By mistake, you punched a godol. And v'lohoye bokeh lahamis, as a godol. This punch is not strong enough to kill the godol. But what happened was, suddenly, umeis, the godol died. Again, potter. That's called, you punched him, it was ein bokeh lahamis. That's not called the maisa hariga. It's only called the grumma, you potter. Ah, but what's going to be? Niskavin lahakris amosnov. V'hoye bokeh lahamis amosnov. You had him down to punch him on his thigh, a strong punch that could kill him. For what happened was by mistake, the punch went to his heart, that he died, chayiv, then you chayiv misa. No matter how you look at it, you had intentions to kill this person, and you killed him. So your punch was strong enough to kill him where you wanted to, you had intentions to do a maisa riga, and you ended up killing this person, here you chayiv. What's going to be in his kav and akas is a godum? He had asked to kill a godel, and v'hoi yibok de lahamis. The same case again. It was a strong enough punch that should have killed him. Es a godel. But what happened was v'hoi chulo ala kotin umeis chayiv. But now by mistake the punch went to a kotin and killed him. The chomis say still yichayiv. That's called niskavin lahorigazir. For horigazir, the chom hold yichayiv misa. The ma'isa, you had intentions to kill a person, and the way Rashi learns is very good. Here it's called hasaros vaday. Bezdin is Adim are warning you, a definite warning. They're telling you, don't punch. You haven't asked to punch this person, whether it was a Godol or a Mosnov, but it's a punch that could kill him. It's a punch that would kill the person. Yechayiv Misa. So you had 100% Hasroah. So even though it ended up, you hit somebody else, but still Yechayiv Misa. However, Rabbi Shimon, the famous Rabbi Shimon Shita is, Afilo Niskavin Lohore Gezer. Lohore Gezer Potter, he held no, it's not a son in Hasroah Sofik. It's a son in your das. That you're only chayiv if you had intentions to kill this person. But in the case we had intentions to kill a godel, and the same punch went to a katan, even though both punches could kill him, still your potter. That's the sarn and enemus kavin. You didn't have intentions to kill this person, we'll see Xeris Akosiv, he owed your potter from Isa. Nothing more says, Rabbi Shimon Ahai, in which case is Rabbi Shimon arguing on? That he says, the skavin lahorigas zev is there, he's potter. Elaine, if you want to tell me, I say for this last case. Where the Chum said, if you had das to kill a godel, and you ended up killing a cotton, that's your potter. If so, for Rabbi Shimon, point to me, boy, leave. Shimon just should have said potter. The Chum said, Yechayit. Rabbi Shimon just should have said potter. Why does he have to say his whole statement? Rabbi Shimon, I'm a filo, niskav, lorgazav, orgazav, potter. If he's only going on the last case, let him just say, Rabbi Shimon, pointer. El around our ratio. Rabbi Shimon is even arguing on the ratio. What's the case? Niskav, lorgazav, eimah. In the ratio of the Mishnah, where you had intentions to kill an animal, and it came out you killed the person. Potter, the Tanakhama says you potter. But Mashma, if you have kavono to kill this one, and there's the ratio is Mashma, you only potter because your intentions was to do something where you potter from Isa. He had intentions to kill an animal, a guy, or an eifel. Mashma, though, if he had intentions to kill a godel, though, even though he ended up killing somebody else, still yechayiv. That's the deacon erasure. On this, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Afilo niskavin lahorigezer, Vorek is a potter. There is the same diyuk that says in the Sefer Tosafot, we could make the diyuk on the ratio of the Mishnah. So when the Shimon says his whole statement, he means to argue right away on the ratio. From the ratio, it's mashma. That will be in the skavil, or a gazev, or a gazev yechayiv. We don't go bossy your direct kavona, but it's called, it's sort of an asura sofik, where you warned not to kill this person. Like you knew, by punching, you're going to be chayiv misa. Even though you ended up punching somebody else, so what? But you knew you're going to punch somebody, you're going to be chayiv misa. That's the chom shita yechayiv. On this, Rabbi Shimon says, no, potter. Versus pshita. Now it's posh to me like this. Koi Ruvain Vishimin. There are two people in front of you. You have Ruvain and Shimon in front of you. The Yomar, this third person of Yehuda, the puncher here, the boxer here, he's coming and saying like this. The Yomar, Ano le Ruvain komachavna. Le Shimon loy komachavna. I have intentions now to give a gazunta punch to Ruvain. I want to kill Ruvain and not to Shimon. If so, Haina Pluktayu. This is the Machloika Tanakama Rabbi Shimon. According to the Tanakama, you still be Chayiv. Even though you say clearly, I have das only to kill Ruvain, but if that punch goes by mistake and kills Shimon, according to Tanakama, Yechayiv, there's Hasro Svadai, Yechayiv Misa. If you have Shimon Sunsi Dash as a Posek, no, you only Chayiv Misa, you have intentions directly for that person. Hainu Plukta, this is the clear Machoikis. What's going to be though, if Omar, this boxer, the Yehuda says, Omar, Lechad Minayomai, I want to punch one of these two, I don't care which one, I'm going to move to kill somebody today. I'm going to give a punch, I don't care which one of the two. I don't care if it's Reuven or Shimon, I'm punching now. What's the luck of mine? Would the Rabbanon agree that Yechayiv Misa or not? So the Rabbanon, would Reb Shimon agree Yechayiv Misa? Now, is this called intentions to kill that person? Or maybe no, still you don't have intentions, which one? You don't care which one it goes to. Inam Yerels, Kisava Reuven Venimsa Shimon. You have intentions to kill this person right now. Just you thought he was Reuven, and it comes out to be Shimon, but there's only one person there. So here, maybe according to Reb Shimon Yechayiv, because you have intentions to kill this person, and you killed the person. Just in your mind, you thought it was somebody else. So maybe, what does Reb Shimon say in this case? What will be the luck in such a case? You have intentions to do the action to this person, but maybe no, maybe according to Reb Shimon, not only to the person, but you have to also know who the person is. Toshma coming in the time went like this. Reb Shimon Omer. Shimon holds in both these two cases you'll be potter from Isa. You only chayv if you say clearly, I have kavana to kill this Reuven. I know who this person is and I have intentions to kill him. That's when you chayv Misa. Interesting. So if you just say I'm punching one of the two, whichever one, you're potter from Isa. Or if you thought he was Shimon, you're potter.
When he says potter,
what does that mean though? Another one says, my time of the Rishim, what's the time of Rishim? It's the modern Svara. You had intentions to kill this person, you didn't know who he was. Why should that be part of it? They gave you Hasra. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Omar Kor, the Pasuk says, V'ora v'loi v'komalov. An extra Pasuk of V'ora v'loi, you have to have intentions and come upon him. You want to ambush him and come upon him. So he dashes in his extra words, this extra Rashi says, this V'ora v'loi. V'ora v'loi, Kor yiseiruhu. Nichtav kiya ish sayna l'riyeyu v'komalov. Joshua said, if you're an enemy, he's your enemy, and you come to kill him. What's the lashon of v'orav loy? So b'shim and dashim from this extra word, v'orav loy, at yiskavin loy. You only chayiv misa if you have complete intentions to kill this Reuven. But if you think he's Shimon, you're potter for misa. For the Gemara of Rabbonin, they say, no, still you chayiv misa, Rabbonin Amri, Deveri Abiyanai. Prat, what do we do with this postik of v'orav loy? Prat lizurik evin legoy. If a person throws a stone into a group of people and he knows he's going to kill one of them, in this case you're potter from Isa. That's the chiddush. Prat lizurik evin legoy. Here the rabbanon would agree you're potter from Isa, even though they say it's niskaven lahara gezer and you end up killing somebody else yichayiv because it's asuros vaday. But here you're potter. You throw it into a group of people, you're potter. So let's see, hekidomi, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Yikot Tisha Kusim, there are nine goyim there. The Echad, you saw only one Jew there. Benayim, if you want to tell me, you need a prophet to say that if you have intentions, you're throwing a stone in that group to kill one of them. You need a special prophet to say that you're potter. Why? Typically, the Ruba Kusim Ninu. Go both the right. The Rashi says, most probably his intentions were that this stone should hit one of the rows. He most probably his intentions were to kill a guy. So I don't need a special prophet that is potter from Misa. Sheep is potter from Misa. Inamiros, even if you want to tell me, Palgo, Palgo, there were five Jews here and five Goyim here, also, Minas Svar, I would say, is potter from Misa. Because Sufik, the Fashal Hakil, it's a Sufik to which person did he mean to kill? Did he have a das to kill a Jew or a guy? So we have a suffix nefoshos from the pasuk v'hetzilu. We always go to save the person. So treat the, what do you need a pasuk for? Treat these potter for a misa here. Even a suffix by misa's potter. Rashi says, Hinami palga palga lomali krola miftarei hakiv and the matzla name of the kusim kamischav. And the person can say, I had a mind to kill a guy. There's 50-50 here. Islach lemiftarei mishum the suffix nefoshos lahakel. We always have a famous pasuk, Vetzilu es Edom, by Misa, we always look after, try and save the person, not to kill him. So without a pasuk, I would know you're potter from Misa. So why do I need a pasuk varavloi if you throw a stone into a group of people that you're potter? The famous Gemara answers, Leitzricha, the Chiddush is like this, Leitzricha, the Ikar Tisha Yisrael. There are nine Jews in there are nine Jews in this group. The Ikar Tisha Yisrael. The Kusi Echad, there's only one guy amongst this group. There are nine Jews and one guy, B'nayim. Devele Kusi Kavua, that really in Svar would have said Yechayiv Misa. Since there are nine Jews here, most probably you had intentions to kill a Jew. Ah, you don't know which one. According to Chom Shita, Niskavan Lahore Gazer, Lahore Gazer, Chayiv Misa. So here, since there are nine Jews here, I would have thought to say Sidid, like you have in Daf to kill a Jew, and you should be Chayiv Misa. From Ashbelon, the chiddush of this pasuk is the klal of kavua. The klal, the reason why we say a potter is because there's a new klal. The chol kavua kamachta machta dummy. Anybody that's stationary, staying still, even though it's only one against nine, we do not say the klal of roiv, but we say the new klal of kol kavua kamachta machta dummy. Since this group here is stationary, as long as there's one guy there, the one is still like 50-50. There's no pash of roiv. Pash is exeris akosiv. That Rav, you only say, Holachach Rav, but if one is Purish, we say, Kala Purish, Ruba Purish. If one piece of meat falls out from the butcher store, the same as probably came from the kosher one. That's only where it's Purish, it comes out. But if you go into a butcher store, that's called Kavua, even though there are 10 butcher stores in the city, and 9 of them are kosher, and 1 of them is Trefa, but if you go into the store and buy a piece of meat, Minasafik is Treif, so that's called Kavua, that's a Nuchidish. Kol kavu es kamach samasa. Anything that's stationary, that you go to it, there we always say the one is not bottom, it's mamash kamach samasa. That's the chiddush here, that you're potter from Isa. That's what we're going to do with this pasuk, the aura of loy, to tell us a new klal of kol kavua is kamach samasa. So Mor says, Bishleim of the Rabbanim the Yarmis, they say, Niskavim lorik ez zeb, lorik ez zechayiv, tichsiv, you know why? They have a proof for a pasuk. They say the pasuk says like this in Shemais. Two people were fighting. And one wife, the pregnant lady, came there. And the man hit her by mistake and killed her. The Yom Rablazer says the Pesach is talking about the mitzvah Shem Misa Kosa Medaber. The Pesach is talking about that if you killed her, you're Chayav Misa. Even though that was not your intentions. You had intentions to kill the other man. And now the lady comes in between and by mistake you killed her, we say you're Chayav Misa. The Blazer says, the Pesach says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, it means Misa. They said the Pesach is like this, V'yemosen Yia, if you do kill her, V'nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, you have to give your life up. So, why? You didn't have intentions to kill her, that's a proof to Rabbanan, but since you had intentions to kill the other person, and they warned you, you had a Asros Vadai, for that you chayiv Misa. Ela, the Rabbi Shimon, though, Hai v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh mayovalei. Rabbi Shimon says in this case, you're potter from Isa, you had intentions to punch your friend. And by mistake, you punched the pregnant lady. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're potter from Isa. So either Pesach says nefesh tachas nefesh. So you have to answer, mayovalei, mamen. He means to say that you're chayiv mamen, you have to pay money. Or could a rabbi like Rabbi Shita? The Tanya would learn like this, Rabbi Yomer. When the Pesach says here, v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh, to give your life up. What does that mean, mamin? You have to pay the value of her life. That's what it means. Not that we kill you, just the value. Ah, so you're telling me, mamin, anyway, maybe not. Elam nefesh mamish. Maybe it means really we kill you. So he learns, no. Nemro nesina lamata, v'nemro nesina akzereshava lamala. Malahal, and mamin afkan is also mamin. Rashi says, nesina lamala.